Welcome to the Viking Podcast with head coach Jace Coburn. I'm your host, Mike Lund. The Viking Podcast is presented by On Point Community Credit Union. We are back to talk Viking basketball as we enter the month of January, and the Big Sky schedule is going to hit hot and heavy. 16 games coming up over the next 2 months leading into the Big Sky tournament. It is currently Wednesday, January 3rd, and the New Year's upon us. The Vikings, though, have one last non-conference game they're playing this weekend. It's the fifth of five straight on the road. PSU at Kansas City is part of the Big Sky Conference Summit League Challenge. So we're going to talk about that and the upcoming Big Sky schedule. So let's bring in the coach, Jace Coburn. Welcome back, coach. I think you're happy to be in Portland, even though I know you're going to leave again for a few days. It's been a lot of out of town these last few weeks, hasn't it?
Yeah, for sure. We feel like we haven't been here in forever. But, you know, it's been good for us. It's been good to be on the road and spend a lot of time together and stuff like that. So, but yeah, fifth road game here coming up in a row, and we're excited to get it on and then get back home.
And I know you want to win them all. Everybody does. But in the first four games of this five-game road stretch, you're 2-2. And so I think any right-thinking coach is probably somewhat pleased that you're at this point at 500. Got a really nice win at Fresno State, got a Big Sky win at Idaho, losses at San Diego and at Eastern Washington. Of course, the Big Sky schedule opened last week. We're taking a break from it this week for the Challenge series. But coach, to sum it up, 5-3 on the road already this year. If you count those neutral site games, 6-4. That's a winning road record, and any coach would take that. How have the Vikings accomplished that?
I mean, I think we're a really connected team. Like I said, we spend a lot of time together on the road, and it's given us an opportunity to become closer, get to know each other on a different level. When you spend so much time with each other, that's one of the advantages of being on the road. I mean, we don't really look at it as a negative to be on the road. It's more of a positive thing for us that we can just continue to become more connected and be around each other even more and build that stronger bond. So, we've been on the road for quite some time, and we've played some really good teams and been fortunate enough to win some games on the road this year. And it's just only made us better.
All right. Real quickly, and we talked about this previously, but the Vikings have beaten teams from the Mountain West Conference, two teams, the Western Athletic Conference, the West Coast Conference, and the Big West Conference. You took a 10-point loss in your only game against a Pac-12 opponent. That was Washington State. But you've already beat teams from four different conferences, and now you're playing a team from the Summit League, so you can make it five. I don't think that's a rally point for you. We'll talk about rally points here in just a minute. I've got one for you that you probably already know. But the Vikings have no history with the Summit League other than we actually played a Summit opponent, St. Thomas, earlier this year. That's the first time ever that a Portland State team has played a Summit League team. So that leads us up to Kansas City, the Kansas City Ruse. What do you know about them?
Obviously Coach Menzies has been around for quite some time, and he's been a very successful coach. So we're excited, for the opportunity to go up against their team. They're very talented. They beat an Oral Roberts team who's traditionally always really good, and they beat him pretty good. And they hung in there with Kansas for a while. And so, we know they're a really good team. They're very, very talented. And Coach Menzies is always going to do a great job of coaching his teams up. So, we need to be up and ready to roll for this game.
And I look at the stats, I always do a little breakdown, compare the stats between teams because we don't have a lot else to compare since we've never seen them on the court. Of course, the record's different. Vikings 10-4 on the season. Congratulations on that, coach. Kansas City right now 6-9. But when you look at the stats, Vikings 72 points a game, Kansas City 70. Each team gives up 69 a game. Each team shooting identical from the field and the three-point line. Identical number of three-pointers per game, 8. You have a slight edge in the free throw percentage. The only real difference I see statistically, they're an outstanding rebounding team, a plus 7.7 margin against their opponents this season. That is a remarkable margin. I'm sure you've seen them on film. What do you attest that to? Do they play big? Are they big? What can we expect there?
Yeah, I mean, they got some big physical guys in there that are going to rebound the ball. You know, and that's always a key point for us, is we know that we have to rebound to play the way that we want to play. And you know, so rebounding is a big key for us. We have to do it on each and every night. And, you know, we need to turn the game into a physical battle. You know, but yeah, they're a great rebounding team. And we know that going in, and we know we're going to have to bring it.
All right. And I'll back you up on that, Coach. I keep a little list of the Vikings have never lost when, and there's a few items on there. Never lost so far this season when playing at home, we're 4-0. Never lost when we outshoot an opponent. Never lost when we out-rebound an opponent. You're 7-0 when you out-rebound an opponent. So obviously that's going to be a big factor in the game.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, you know, we work on rebounding every single day, and it's a big thing for us. And, you know, for a lot of different reasons, rebounding is important to us. So, you know, it's something we're always going to focus on each and every game.
All right. And Kansas City, only one common opponent. They actually have played St. Thomas as well. Kansas City also opened their Summit League schedule last week. They took a loss to St. Thomas. You already mentioned they beat Oral Roberts. Of course, the Vikings opened last week with a loss at Eastern Washington and then a win at Idaho. So each team 1-1 in their respective conferences. Coach, I don't know what else to say, because I don't know a lot about them. How did they look against St. Thomas? I have to believe you've looked at that film because you played that team as well.
Yeah, I mean, well, first of all, St. Thomas is a very good team. You know, and obviously we played them a month and a half ago or something. You know, so they're St. Thomas is a really good team, and they beat Kansas City, and you know, sometimes when St. Thomas really gets it rolling, they really get it rolling. And so, you know, it happened to us too. So, you know, that's our common opponent, but, at the same time, you know, it'll be interesting when we play Kansas City, because, you know, we haven't played them before and they haven't played us. It'll be a really interesting matchup.
All right. Now I'm going to get to the rally point part of the discussion, as I mentioned a moment ago. You know, we've had a few milestones we've talked about this season, best ever records at certain points along the way. I know you've used those with your team. You've suggested, hey, guys, if we win this game, you know, on a night-to-night basis, we win this game, we can stay up there with the best teams that Portland State has put out. That's got to be a point of pride for your guys. So I'm going to throw one at you right now. The Vikings, as I mentioned, 10-4 on the season. In non-conference play, 9-3. This is the last non-conference game. You have a chance to get to 10-3 in non-conference play. Do you know of any Viking teams that have ever been 10-3 in non-conference play?
PK-80 team.
There you go. All right. So Portland State, this is our 28th year in the Big Sky. Best ever non-conference record, 10-3, and that was in 2017-18. You were part of that team.
Yep.
Tell us a little bit about that team, Coach.
That team was a lot of fun. That team was really, really talented. You know, it was Coach Peary's first year, and I was an assistant on that staff, and we had a lot of really good players on that team. I mean, that was one of the most talented teams we've had here at Portland State. You know, with Holland Woods, Deontay North, Bryce Kanda, Brandon Hollins, Traylon Farish, Ryan Edwards, Deontay Strickland, Jamie Orm, Michael Mayhew. I mean, that team was one of the most talented teams that we've had at Portland State, and they really clicked through non-conference. I mean, I remember going to Cal and really putting it on them, you know, and then of course in the PK-80, we played really well against Duke at the Coliseum, and then lost to Butler at the buzzer. Basically, we had a chance to win it, and we missed a shot, and then beat Stanford that year. And we had some really good road wins at Santa Clara, at Loyola Marymount, beat Utah State at the Coliseum, won at UC Riverside, beat Portland. You know, that was a really fun year. It was definitely a very memorable year for everything that team did non-conference. And it was a really fun group to coach, and you know, really enjoyed those guys and everything they did for our program to, you know, solidify us as a very good program.
Well, I got to say, that team went on to win 20 games, but even more impressive than that, the fact that you remembered all of that, all of those players' names.
Yeah, no.
You remember the games as well as you remember. I remember them. I was there, too, watching it. But, yeah, a remarkable team. And that is a remarkable memory.
And there's a couple guys that I didn't mention, too, that really stepped up that year. Derek Brown, he did really well after Christmas break. He did really well. And, you know, we had Devin Wilson on that team, Tyrell Henderson, Brendan Rummel.
Wow, you remember all of them.
Yeah, yeah. No,
I think you got them all.
I mean, that was a really fun team to be a part of. And we had a great staff that year. You know, that was a really fun team to be a part of. And Coach Peary did a great job coaching those guys. You know, we played a fast, up-tempo style. It was a lot of fun. And we had all the right pieces that year. So, yeah, it was a great year.
All right. Well, you remember that very fondly. And like I say, that was completely unprompted. You didn't know I was going to ask that question. So that's a remarkable memory. You have a great feeling about it. And now, as I say, if you can get a win this weekend, this team stands right next to that team.
Yeah, no, that's an important thing. I mean, as we continue to try and build tradition, it's important for our team to know the guys that came before them, you know, and wore those uniforms and dressed in that locker room and you know, and were Portland State men's basketball players before them. You know, that's how you build tradition, is you're aware of the past. And you know, because these guys one day they're going to want me to talk about them. And so, you know, it's important to keep carrying that on you know, make sure that the guys are aware of the things that have happened before them. So, yeah, it is a really important thing. You know, is it important to, you know, tie the record? Sure. But is it more important for our guys to know and understand the players that came before them? Yes, absolutely.
All right. So that's this weekend, the Vikings at Kansas City. That is a 7 p.m. Central Time, 5 p.m. Pacific Time start. The game will be live streamed on the Summit League Network, and I let you know that in advance. That is a pay streaming service. So if you're going to watch that game on the Summit League Network, make sure you get logged in early and get signed up for that game. Now let's look ahead to what the most important thing of all, and that is Big Sky Conference play, and the Vikings will return to that next week and return home finally. And I looked at the calendar, Coach. You play Idaho State January 11th. It will have been 33 days since you had a home game, and that in some respects has to give you a sigh of relief.
Yeah. We're excited to get back home eventually. You know, we got to play this game coming up here. But yeah, I mean, in some ways I almost feel like we just practice here, but, actually, well, for a while we didn't even practice here for 16 straight days. We didn't practice here. So, you know, but yeah, we're excited to get back home in front of our fans, and we're hoping for big crowds. You know, now that we're after Christmas and entering Big Sky play with the success we've had in non-conference, we're hopeful that, you know, the Viking fans are going to come out and support us.
And speaking of big crowds and excitement, you know, at the end of the year, our video specialist, Grady Titus, put together all those buzzer beaters in a neat little package. We put it out on social media. If you haven't seen it, go take a look. I believe it's also linked on the front page of our website. If you scroll down to the Viking Vision section, the year of 2023, you had 5 shots at the end of the game that won the game. 2 in last season, January and February during the Big Sky schedule. And then, of course, the 3 that we've had here in the non-conference schedule. 5 in 1 year. And you've been coaching for a long time. I bet you've never had 5 in 1 year.
No, and to be honest, it was like if you do the calendar year, we hit another one at Cal Baptist in 2022 at the end, like December 22nd.
That's right. Yep.
So there was really 6.
That's true. That's true.
You know, but yeah, no, I mean, it's a credit to our players for never giving up. I mean, that's always been our thing, is that, you know, no matter what the situation we're in, we're never going to give up. And that's a credit to our players, because a lot of those situations we were down and had to claw back into those games. And, you know, and in some of those games, you know, like at Cal Baptist this year, they made a bucket late. Portland made a bucket late. You know, in Fresno, we were in overtime. And last year at NAU, they made a bucket late, or made a 3 late. And so, you know, a lot of those situations have been, you know, a response. And so I'm really proud of the team and our program for, you know, just understanding that the game is never over no matter what happens. And I'm more proud of the response that we've had every single time.
Well, the response has been excellent. And I think, you know, the thing that I was going to get to now that you're going to be back home starting next week, just how valuable that is, having that home crowd. We had a live crowd in the Portland game. There was no question about that. A big crowd, a noisy crowd. Certainly that makes a difference when you look at those quote-unquote buzzer beater games. You had a Northern Arizona game last year and the Portland game this year. The others were on the road. But just talk about the value of playing at home, guys sleeping in their own beds, getting ready, getting into their normal routine, and then when they're out on the floor, having that friendly environment.
Yeah, I mean, I think that a crowd can really provide energy to a team. You know, that's why it's so important that we have all of our fans come out for our home games, because, you know, especially, you know, once you hit January, February, March, like every team is tired, right? Like, you don't, your body doesn't feel as good. So you got to try and find some, you know, emotional, you know, energy from somewhere. And a lot of times you can find that from a crowd. So, you know, it is really important. We need to create a home court advantage here. We need to make this place a tough place for other teams to come and play. So, we'd be more than thankful for all the fans to come out and support us, you know, and really create a home court advantage for us.
And I think the other thing that this leads into, among your 14 games you've played so far this year, 9 games have been decided by 7 points or less. And the Vikings are 7-2 in those close games. Speaks well of your team, speaks well of your coaching, but certainly that tells you when you have that many close games, that little bit of an edge from a home crowd can make a difference.
No doubt. I mean, you know, like you said, credit to our team, because they, you know, they're the ones with the ball and they make the great decisions at the end of games. And, you know, but yeah, I mean, the crowd, you know, especially here, because it gets really loud in here. You know, and we're a team that prides ourselves on spirit and passion and playing hard and those types of things that people can relate to. You know, and that's our style and that's our identity. You know, and hopefully fans can appreciate that.
All right. Let's talk about, just for a minute, players. I know you tend to not single guys out, but that's my job. I single guys out. You know, I watched, hopefully folks listening saw that Idaho game and the nice comeback you guys had in the second half last Saturday. And it made me think, two of the guys right in the middle of it, KJ Allen, Isaiah Johnson, keys to that comeback, because of their all around play. And actually, you know, KJ was huge at the end of the Fresno State game. Isaiah Johnson has been just a beast off the bench for you in terms of scoring, rebounding, doing every defending. He has, you know, these two guys pass the ball well. They're forwards, but they handle the ball well, see the floor well. I was really impressed with them last Saturday, and obviously just in general over the course of the season.
Yeah, you know, I think you said it right at the beginning. Is like I'm not the one to single certain people out. You know, but I think that, like, for instance, I know we're talking about those two guys, but like those two guys opened it up for, during that stretch, we hit some really big threes.
That's right. You know,
like Ish hit a couple big threes. Jarrell hit a couple big threes. Bobby hit a three. Hunter Woods got a good look. Like, without those two guys going, like, I don't know if we get those open shots. And then at the same time, if those guys don't get those open shots, then Isaiah, Kendall, and KJ don't get their opportunities that they normally get. So, like, we are a true team, you know, and it all works together. Like, people are going to have to pick their poison. Like, if they want to start trying to crowd the paint, we got the shooters to knock them down. If they want to come out and guard the three-point line, then we're going to play through the paint. So, you know, it's for us, it's that simple. You know, so, yeah, I mean, those two guys impacted the game, yeah, but those other guys knocked down the shots, and then we were able to go back inside, and then we were able to go outside. So, you know, we're a true team, and this thing doesn't function without everybody stepping up and playing their part in it. So, you know, and then obviously, you know, and Kirby getting through the paint too was huge. You know, he had a couple opportunities where he got through the paint in that game. So, you know, it's really fun to watch and watch a full team. I mean, I don't even know the stats off the top of my head, but we got a lot of guys that are averaging. We got five guys that are averaging what, 9 or more, and then other guys who are capable of having more than that. So, it's a lot of fun to coach. Like, I really enjoy coaching these guys. They share the ball really well, and they're not selfish, and they understand, you know, how to play the basketball game. So, yeah.
Yeah, and like you say, KJ and Isaiah, virtually the same numbers, just about 11.6 rebounds a game. They're your two leaders in those two categories, but right behind them, Jarrell had a good game the other night, 15 points. You mentioned the back-to-back threes he hit that finally got the team the lead. I think at 60-59, Jarrell just about 10 points a game and 5 rebounds. And the stats are so even across the board. And I think, you know, it seems like it comes from a different guy every night in terms of who steps up and has a big game. Is that the way you see it? Do you ever look at a situation on a given night and go, oh, hey, this guy's going to have a night tonight? Or,
no, I mean, I feel like we kind of get in the game and you know, we got to make some adjustments to how teams are playing us. And you know, I mean, we're confident in every guy that, you know, is on our team. And so, you know, we're going to do what's best for us to win that particular game. You know, like when we go play Saturday, we're going to see how they're going to play us. And we'll make those adjustments as we go. And our team has been really good at making adjustments as we go. So, you know, it's about everybody stepping up and being ready. Like, you know, when we were at Fresno, I mean, I know this was a little while ago, but when we were at Fresno State, like, Hunter Woods came in the game, hadn't played in overtime, came in the game. We ran an out of bounds play for him and you know, ended up going to somebody else and they got a bucket. And then he came up with a really huge tip on offensive rebound to get the rebound on the free throw. You know, it's just about, you know, all of our guys being ready, staying in the moment and being ready for whatever, you know, that game calls for. And I've been really proud of the guys up to this point about being ready.
All right. Well, we're going to step aside here in a moment, Coach. The Vikings at Kansas City this Saturday. That is, once again, the final non-conference game of the season. Then we get back to Big Sky play beginning next week. 6 of the next 8 games at home for the Vikings. Very welcome month of basketball for Portland State. But 16 in a row leading into the Big Sky tournament. Coach, a very general question, but what's going to be the key element or elements for your team over the next 2 months to get to the highest spot they can get to in the Big Sky?
I mean, we talked about it this week because we've had an opportunity to have some practice time, you know, because we haven't really practiced very much. I mean, when we went to San Diego, we had guys still carrying around the same bags when we went to San Diego that we carried them back home finally after the Idaho game. So, like, we've had an opportunity to practice a couple times this week, and I think it's just about us improving each and every day, staying connected, you know, and being the best version of ourselves, you know. And I still don't think we've played our best basketball. I feel like every guy in that locker room knows that. And hopefully, you know, we can continue to improve every day. And once we get to March, we're playing our best.
All right, Coach. Well, thank you for your time once again. And we remind you, Vikings at Kansas City, Saturday, a 5 p.m. tip-off. That's on the Summit League Network. Look that one up. You can go to govikes.com, go to the schedule link, and you can find a direct link to the Summit League Network. But next week at home, Portland State against Idaho State Thursday, Weber State on Saturday. We also remind you that Viking basketball Saturdays this winter, 4 p.m. tip-off time, 7 o'clock during the week, 4 o'clock on Saturdays, and a whole bunch of home games coming our way in Viking basketball. We thank you for listening. We thank On Point Community Credit Union for their support all season long. And once again, thanks for listening to Viking basketball. And on the way out, we say, Go Vikes!